Israel is withdrawing its troops from southern Gaza, with only one brigade remaining in Khan Yunis. This move comes following the weekend resumption of truce talks in Egypt. The Israeli military stressed a significant force would remain in Gaza. So is it a pullout tactic or a sign that the six-month war is moving closer to its end? The Americans appeared uncertain, with Biden's national security advisor John Kirby saying, as we understand it, it's just about rest and refit for troops and not necessarily indicative of some coming new operation for these troops. Let's talk to Dan Williams, senior correspondent with Reuters in Jerusalem. Dan, what is going on? Is it, as Kirby was saying, a rest and refit, or, as the defence minister said, the military preparing for follow-up missions?
I don't think the two are irreconcilable. I also think there's a possible third unstated reason. First of all, I think it's worth stating that from the outset, Israel said this would be a phased campaign, a phased war, beginning very intensively and then scaled down to more pinpoint operations. So this drawdown of troops would appear to comport with that. However, it's worth remembering that the drawdown was announced on the same day as Egypt brought in a Hamas delegation and an Israeli delegation for the latest round of ceasefire talks. It could be that the drawdown is in part, on an unstated basis, meant to give Hamas a sampling of the respite, a sampling of the measure of calm, the measure of peace, if you like, in the Gaza Strip that it would be able to secure for perhaps a number of months if it does finally clinch and agree to a ceasefire deal with Israel. So I think the two are connected, although no one will say so explicitly.
What word comes from Egypt and the state of play of these talks?
An official Egyptian media organ said overnight there had been progress in those talks. And the Israeli foreign minister suggested in a radio interview just this morning that Israel was also optimistic. He said that the talks are closest to a deal that they have been since November, when the one and only truce so far achieved took place. However, we at Reuters reported only 4 minutes ago a Hamas official saying that no progress had yet been made in the Cairo talks. Keep in mind that there is a framework yet of 48 hours to see if these will move closer to fruition, so time will tell.
And what of that promised stroke threatened ground offensive in Rafah? More than a million residents there, as we know. And with that withdrawal of troops, have they boots on the ground to implement that, or can they gear up very, very quickly if they decide to do that?
I think Israel has shown that it can. It certainly did that in October after coming under the Hamas, the shock Hamas attack that sparked this war. But obviously there is no one in the Gaza Strip that could mount it right now. And I think the Israelis themselves would admit that by their own planning, and certainly under much pressure from the United States and Egypt, any ground move into Rafah would require ahead of time a sustained relocation of displaced Palestinians, something that could take weeks or months. So this wouldn't be imminent. It wouldn't be overnight. Interestingly enough, the Israeli foreign minister, in an interview this morning, sought to link Rafah to the ceasefire talks, basically said in a signal to Hamas, you have a chance to hold us off on Rafah by entering a ceasefire deal. He also said, interestingly, that with the Israeli removal of all ground forces from southern Gaza, according to Israel, the one brigade that remains effectively is controlling a road that bisects the Gaza Strip, but is not actually physically present in the southern Gaza Strip. The Israeli foreign minister suggested that that actually freed up more space to which displaced people currently in Rafah could relocate. So Israel is definitely trying to keep alive publicly the idea of a Rafah move. Any Israeli official you speak to will say that it will happen eventually. Indeed, Israel's credibility in this war could hinge on going into Rafah, but Israel says that that's where Hamas has its last bastion, its last intact battalions. Mm-hmm. But as I said, nothing appears imminent on that front.
For now, Dan Williams in Jerusalem, thank you very much indeed.